In today's news wrap, we at Money Control bring you the top newsmakers so far. Let's get started. According to the Reserve Bank of India's annual report released today, India's growth momentum is likely to sustain in the financial year 2023-24 amid easing inflationary pressures while projecting an economic growth rate of 6.5% for financial year 24. The central bank based India's growth momentum on the back of sound macroeconomic policies, softer commodity prices, a robust financial sector, a healthy corporate sector, continued fiscal policy thrust on quality of government expenditure, and new growth opportunities stemming from global realignment of supply chains. However, slowing global growth, protracted geopolitical tensions, and a possible upsurge in financial market volatility following new stress events in the global financial system could pose downside risks to growth. Furthermore, the report also mentioned that the number of counterfeit currency notes of Rs. 500 denomination detected by the banking system has increased by 14.6% to 91,110 pieces in the fiscal year 2022-23 compared to the previous year. On the other hand, the number of counterfeit notes of Rs. 2,000 denomination detected decreased by 28% to 9,806 pieces during the same period. The RBI's annual report for 2022-23 highlighted an 8.4% increase in counterfeit notes detected in the denomination of Rs. 20 and a 14.4% increase in Rs. 500 denomination. On the other hand, counterfeit notes detected in Rs. 10, Rs. 100 and Rs. 2000 denominations declined by 11.6%, 14.7% and 27.9% respectively. The report further noted that if private sector banks suffered most number of frauds in the fiscal year 2022-23, then their public sector peers had to bear the biggest brunt of it in terms of the fraud amount. In other news, Blackstone portfolio company R Systems on May 30 announced that its board of directors has appointed Nitesh Bansal as the managing director and chief executive officer of the company. His appointment will come into effect on May 30, 2023. Nitesh joins R Systems after a career spanning 25 years, including 23 years at Infosys, where he held a number of executive positions, including most recently senior vice president and global head of engineering services, as per the press release issued by the company. He's a chartered accountant with experience working in Europe, the Americas, and India. He has also attended Stanford Graduate School of Business and in SEA to take executive and leadership courses. Moving forward, Tata Consultancy Services outgoing CEO Rajesh Gopinathan penned an emotional note to employees as he prepares to step down tomorrow after 6 years at the helm of the company. In a note sent on May 29, Gopinathan recounted the high points during his tenure, stating that the software firm grew revenues by $10.4 billion and returned $27.3 billion to shareholders through dividends and share buybacks. He reflected on his 22 years in the company in an email to employees, stating that the company's best days are ahead. A day before he steps down as the CEO and hands over the baton to K. Krithivasan on June 1. During his tenure, Gopinathan said the company undertook redefinition of the service portfolio and market positioning to integrate its offerings, develop newer capabilities and services, and increased engagement with clients. Gopinathan's abrupt exit took all stakeholders by surprise, considering the storied IT firm has had four CEOs in its 55-year history, F.C. Kohli, S. Ramadurai, N. Chandrasekharan, and then Gopinathan. It also comes at a particularly fraught time for the IT industry at large, which is facing a slowdown amid increasing headwinds. Stay tuned to this space for further updates. On the earnings front, recent macroeconomic data from the US has prompted a significant revision in the Federal Reserve's rate outlook for 2023. There's raging expectation now of another hike decision in the June or July policy meeting. This revised projection has also raised concerns about a potential recession in the latter half of 2023, according to a report by Antique Research. The April PCE deflator reading in the US exceeded consensus expectations, indicating higher inflationary pressures. This, along with sustained demand momentum shown by stronger than anticipated personal spending, capital goods orders, and services PMI, has led to a considerable upward adjustment in the projected Fed rate for 2023. The previous reading of 4.6% has now been revised to an estimated 5%. Additionally, the report highlights the anticipation of another rate hike during the June or July policy meeting. Indian stocks, meanwhile, continue to trade at high valuations, which could potentially lead to market consolidation. Several factors contributed to the situation, including a slowdown in the domestic economy, somewhat disappointing corporate earnings, the looming threat of populism in the 2024 general elections posing fiscal risks, and a decrease in expectations for rate cuts in the US, according to Antique Research. Stay tuned to know more. Moving towards the political sphere, in his Greed and Fear note, Chris Wood of Jefferies asserted that despite the recent victory of the Congress party in Karnataka on May 10, the prevailing belief is that Modi and the BJP government will be re-elected in the upcoming elections, albeit potentially with a shrinking majority. In the previous general elections held in 2019, the BJP won 303 out of 543 elected seats in the Lok Sabha. This time around, pundits estimate that the BJP may secure around 270 seats. It is important to note that state elections, like the one in Karnataka, often revolve around local issues, and incumbents in Karnataka have not been re-elected since 1985. In contrast, national elections tend to center around broader concerns, and Modi's transformative changes during his tenure have been widely recognized. Wood, in his newsletter, praised Prime Minister Modi's emphasis on physical infrastructure development. He highlights that voters prioritize significant issues in national elections and commends Modi's remarkable achievements during his 10 years in power. He specifically acknowledges the focus on investing in infrastructure instead of entitlements evident in the allocation of fiscal deficits in recent years. That's all from us in today's news wrap. For further details, head to www.moneycontrol.com and download the Money Control app.